Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answer will remain confidential. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I will vote.
Definitely? Or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat or Republican?
I'm Republican.
And what is your main racial background? Just to make sure we speak to all types of people.
I'm white.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. Any 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track in general?
Right direction
or ground track? Yeah, I know, but just
in
general,
middle.
Generally
in
speaking.
Middle.
But if you have to choose,
probably,
lean toward...
probably the wrong, because I feel the whole country is going wrong. So
okay.
Probably wrong.
And now, and from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list, okay? I know all are important, but the one most important, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, voting, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or traffic and congestion.
Can I do all the above?
What is the one thing, local elected official in Miami-Dade?
Sorry, can you repeat them?
No problem. I have housing and property insurance cost, inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or traffic and congestion.
Inflation.
Okay. And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably Republican.
Probably Republican, okay? And I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay? The first one, Raquel Regalado. Very favorable, somewhat. Never heard of? Okay.
I don't know. No.
The next one, Cindy Lerner. Do you recognize the name? Cindy Lerner?
Yes.
And how would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Richard Prashnik. Do you recognize the name?
I don't know.
Richard Prashnik?
No.
No? Okay. No. Never heard of or no opinion?
No.
Okay.
Never
and
heard of
you will never heard. You will now be asked a few short questions of the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Seed, or Alexander Otaola?
I decided. I don't know.
But if you have to lean, if you have to choose today,
I don't.
If the election were held today,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't vote because I don't.
Any
have
of
opinion,
them?
But.
Okay. And now, no. if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Between Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik? If the election were held today.
I probably wouldn't. I'm just being honest. I haven't done my homework, so I wouldn't vote.
Yeah, but if you had to choose today, maybe, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
I don't know two of them, so I...
Or
I,
on this side.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. But generally speaking, in general, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I don't know. I don't know her.
And on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, park and infrastructure improvement, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably against.
Probably no, okay? And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if it will make no difference, just let me know, okay? The first one says, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. After hearing that, more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to support her?
Somewhat less.
The next one, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescues so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less after hearing that.
Somewhat more.
The next one, Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options. After hearing that, more likely, somewhat, or less likely?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely after hearing that?
Much less likely.
Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
And the last four, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is in fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
And the last three, Raquel Regalado serves as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more, I guess.
Okay. And the last two, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. After hearing that, much more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Somewhat more.
And the last one, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has found training for thousands of county employees, including police, grade and autism vehicle safety program with police and phone job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of on the autism spectrum. After hearing that, more likely or less likely to support her?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more likely, okay? And now, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, the other candidate. And again, after hearing it, please just indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission.
Are we almost done? Because I have to take some medicine. My alarm just went off.
I'm sorry.
Are we almost done?
Yeah, this is basically the last part. This is
okay.
The part of the another candidate, and we're done, really. Just give me 3 minutes more, okay? I will speed up my reading. So the first one, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. After hearing that, more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Less.
Much less or somewhat?
Probably much.
Much less. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. After hearing that, more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Less.
Much less? Or somewhat?
Well, probably much less.
Much less likely, okay. The next one, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and the corporate polluters. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
And the last three. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, and influence peddling. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
And last two. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune the redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 on incorporate Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat less.
And last one, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Somewhat less likely, okay? And now that you have a little more information, let me ask you again, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashny?
Well, you reminded me that I don't like Cindy Lerner.
Yeah, but now that you have a little more information,
it would be Raquel, but I don't know anything about Richard. So from what you told me, it would be Raquel right now. But
yeah,
I don't know anything about
today.
Richard.
So. Okay. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And the following are a list of websites and online newspaper and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Just tell me yes or no if you follow this content regularly, okay? Local newspaper like Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald, yes or no?
No.
AM Talk or New Radio?
No.
Miami Community News?
No.
Local Political Blogs?
No.
Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
FM Radio? Regularly,
no.
Or no?
No.
Okay. And only
not
in
regularly.
Date?
I'm sorry?
Only in date. Do you follow?
No.
Only in date? No. Okay. No. And the last few questions, a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Pretty conservative.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two-year degree? Yes.
College graduate with 4-year degree.
Thank you. And, okay, please conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.